Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO Tuesday evening. Another day of it just feeling good outdoors. Didn't have to wear a parka, didn't have to wear a jacket at all. That felt good. Looking to more of those days coming up here in the spring and summer. Summer right around the corner, specifically when you think about Twins baseball. We will have several sports items that we will get to here over the course of the next 3 hours. But I actually want to talk some politics to kick off the show because I'm confused. I'm confused. And I am specifically confused by those that voted for President Donald Trump. I'm speaking to you directly because you're confusing me. I am so confused by this. I'm confused about the conversation that exists right now with regards to Medicaid cuts, okay? The possibility, the potential of Medicaid cuts. And I'm confused because I saw a poll and it's specifically with response to Trump voters. The headline, 71%, and this is from The Hill, 71% of Trump voters oppose Medicaid cuts. This poll done by Hart Research, okay, they are the ones that conducted this search for nonprofit families over billionaires, okay? That's kind of like the group. They are advocating opposition to tax cuts for the wealthy. And they found that 71% of voters who backed Donald Trump, so this is not everybody across the board, this is specifically Trump voters, with regards to cutting Medicaid, they said that that would be unacceptable. Unacceptable. Voters overall are even more opposed to it, with 82% saying so. So this is what I have to say about that. Because we like research, we like polls, we love to get opinions. Right? We talk to people on the show, we get text on the text line, we have those conversations, and just, you know, like when you're out and about, you'll talk to people about things that impact us every day in our lives. When I look at this and it says 70, and this is specifically Trump voters, oppose Medicaid cuts, 71%. I'm confused because you were told by Democrats, and specifically Kamala Harris, that Medicaid, if you elected Donald Trump, was going to get cut. You were told that Social Security was going to be targeted. If you were told that, I'm curious as to why you would vote against your best interest. Now, I know that there's some people out there that will say, well, we didn't think that it was actually going to. Like, we say all the time, be able to read the room. Know who you're dealing with. Like, you have to have some grasp on reality and what you're facing. I just don't understand any confusion right now that people had back then, but now they're saying, well, we oppose this. We didn't see this coming. 651-461-9226. We were all told this. Regardless of what your political affiliation is, we were told this. And people did not listen. And I'm not saying that regardless of who you voted for, that you shouldn't feel a particular way. Okay? If you voted for Kamala Harris, if you voted for Donald Trump, everybody's going to have a feeling. But even though you have a feeling and you have a gripe and you have a sentiment, there's one thing that I will say is that because I'm sympathetic to everyone, because we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how I feel about it. Right. In this country, in this world. But don't you kind of just the people that are being negatively impacted by it, that voted against their best interests. I'm not in the camp of, well, I told you so, but I feel a little bit. I don't want to say that I don't feel for them, but I look at them and I'm just kind of like confused. I'm like, well, what did you think?
Yeah, it's something about leopards eating faces or something like that.
I'm not hearing about the dogs and cats getting eaten anymore.
No, that was. Somehow that miraculously
that went, evaporated in thin air.
Yeah, when it when we hit November, that was persona non grata. I think you nailed it, Henry, when you said that you hear about it and either you don't believe it or it's not going to happen to me. Because when you hear about some of these cuts that are going to be made potentially to Medicaid, to Social Security, to all of these programs that people in, and I hate the red state, blue state, red state, that changes. That can change based on the governance. So if you're like, oh, Minnesota's a blue state, they might not always be a blue state. No, Wisconsin's a red state. It might not always be red. So I hate when it's like pitting one against the other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're all, like you said, we're in this together. This was never going to be anything that was going to be cherry picked by political affiliation. And I put this in a note this morning that I don't think it's necessarily, you know, people feel that it's going to be who can be helped by this administration, but rather who's going to be hurt the most. And I think that's kind of where we're at. It doesn't matter who you voted for. If these affect you, it's going to affect everybody equally.
Well, this is the thing.
When that makes me sad.
When you continue to go through and see some of the stuff out of the research and the results from this polling, and they go on even further and say 6 in 10 Trump voters also said cutting food and nutrition programs would be unacceptable. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. But I said this the day after the inauguration. Remember we had the – and I said I'm not going to talk, you know, every single day about Trump, right? Like you pick and choose your spots. There's going to be rants. There's going to be – whatever. But one of the things that I said, and a couple people got upset – they got ticked off. They didn't want to pay attention. They didn't want to listen. Was at the inauguration, what was the setup? When we had the inauguration and then we had everybody that's taking pictures and we're seeing who's strategically positioned.
Yeah, it was the billionaires.
Well, but remember that night I said, if you think that there's not signaling as to what's coming down the road here in the future with Bezos sitting there, Zuckerberg sitting there, Musk sitting there, if that is not the tell and you don't accept that, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that, to me, with certain things, you gotta be able to read the room. I know that there are people that don't want to hear it. They want to cover their ears. They want to put their face in it, bury their heads in the sand. That's not going to get us into being a great country. It's not. I know people don't want to hear it. That's fine. We're going to continue to speak the truth about it. And right now, there should be no confusion. If you are against cuts to Medicaid and you voted for Donald Trump, you actually voted against your best interest. 651-461-9226.
Yeah, and this is only one example of voting against your best interest. And that's the frustrating part about this, is you can see this coming down the road. Like, this was all, we saw it coming, and it's like, this is going to happen. No, it's not. That's fake news. That's, you know, it's, you know, you're you know, part of the deep state, whatever. It was whatever you could say, whatever we would hear in order to be like, no, you're lying. You've got Trump derangement syndrome. We heard it all.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point do you throw your hands up and you're like, this is exactly what we knew was going to play out. And it's sad because nobody should suffer.
How many people out there that
it was avoidable? This was completely avoidable, Henry.
How many people out there are concerned about cuts to Medicaid? 651-461-9226. Your reaction, your phone calls, your text are next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Joan from Bloomington just called in. She didn't hold through the break, but she's 81 and she's scared. Joan from Bloomington, I understand it. I understand it. People should be concerned. Everybody should be concerned. 651-461-9226. We've got a gazillion texts that are coming in. We've got a bunch. And we'll get to some phone calls here as they come in. Chris is taking the calls right now. Let me read a couple of texts. This from the 952. The forest was shrinking, but the trees kept voting for the axe. The axe was clever and convinced the trees that because his handle was wood, he was one of them. I don't even want to go all the way back to 2016, but I will. I remember sitting with my co-host at the station in Kansas City, and I said, respectfully, you're a rural guy from Kansas City, and I'm trying to figure out what you have in common with this guy. And that part I just will never truly understand. I will never get that, but that's what this texter speaks to.
Good analogy.
This one from the 612 says, sadly, a lot of people in this country can't put two and two together. Many think he's the Messiah. Another text, Henry, we couldn't agree more. I look at all of this and it pains me that I have to strain to wonder why people are just, why would you vote against your own interest? And why would you vote for things that doesn't help collectively? Forget about what your economic status is. Like, the people that are wealthy are no longer going to be wealthy, depending on the presidency. You know, the people that will make even more money are the ones that have money. So they were not going to be hurt. Only you, the regular Joe, the average person, you and I, we are the ones that will be impacted by this, not the Zuckerbergs, not the Elon Musk is going to continue to make more money. He's making more money right now as we speak.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I think it was the messaging and the belief that things are really going to change.
No, it wasn't the messaging. I'm calling cap on that. I'm calling that's a lie. People said that Kamala Harris, her messaging was an issue. It wasn't. You were not paying attention. I have went back and I've looked at clips in the last week of interviews that she had. People just didn't want to vote for her for whatever odd reason and were sucked in on the other side. And I feel for us as a country, but man, the people that are going to be impacted by this, go look up who Medicaid helps. It helps almost everybody in our country. Nearly 67% of children under the age of 5. And covered by Medicaid, get a yearly well child appointment. It improves the health of kids. Whether it's preventative dental exams, we talk about the elderly and the age stuff. Medicaid covers 43% of births in the United States. It is utterly frustrating that we just continue to just do dumb stuff.
And I think the immigration and the economy, those were two things I feel that people really got hung up on. You know, all of this illegal immigration and how bad these immigrants are for the country because they're poisoning the bloodline of what we have as Americans. And I feel like there was a purity that they were pitching to individuals that, you know, the immigration, this is the worst. You can't afford groceries, which, by the way, we still can't afford groceries. So I feel like when I say the messaging, this was one of those secondary issues that kind of didn't get as much attention that people should have been paying attention to. And ultimately now, this is one of those that's going to hurt people the most.
763, Southern red states vote against their interests all the time. They are last in everything. Let's take a phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. How you doing, Jeff?
Henry, I'm okay, I guess, under the circumstances.
You got Medicaid, Jeff?
No, I'm on Medicare. I make enough money that I'm on Medicare, but I do not have Medicaid.
Okay.
However, I know a number of people that rely on Medicaid. some as young as in their 30s, some in their 40s and 50s. And, you know, certainly once you get 65, you get Medicare. But it's an invaluable service. This country was built on benevolence. And, you know, you got all these conspiratorialists that look at the shining eye and the dollar bill and the obelisk in Washington and talk about Masons as if they're some sort of a secret organization. Well, they are, somewhat. I am one. But it's entirely built on benevolence and care for your brother, collectivism, and what Trump is trying to persuade us to do is absolutely the opposite. He is trying to turn himself into a Putin-type oligarch, because I think that's the image he likes. But no, we need Medicaid, we need Medicare, we need the whole damn works.
All right, thanks.
If we're going to take care of ourselves.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, Jeff in Talk Rapids. I am somebody that when I kind of navigate life in this world, of course there are things that I will hold dear to me, right, that may be of a priority to me. That's maybe some other people out there in the listening audience, whatever, don't care all that much about, because our lives are different. Everybody, you know, we got different things that we have going on. But you know, one thing that I can't do, because I'm just not wired this way, is that if there are things out there that not only impact me, but impact others. And I know that with my particular lot in life, if this doesn't go my way, right, that it's not going to affect me in a negative way, but it's going to affect everybody else out there in a negative way, but you know what? I'll fall back. I don't want people to be negatively impacted. I don't need to get ahead in this specific area because it's going to negatively impact. It's going to hurt more people than help. And that's me specifically. I just don't understand why we're not collectively thinking like that. Let's take a phone call from Randy, who's calling in from Brooklyn Park. How you doing, Randy?
Doing good. I wanted to call in because I know you were saying that you didn't understand why voters weren't voting for this guy. And I've got that same frustration, except for a little bit more insight.
Okay.
My family I've got a couple of cousins who were adopted, one of which I know voted for Trump for sure. He is a naturalized citizen because he was adopted. He was adopted from Mexico. He is an absolute one issue voter. And and for him, it was simply anti-abortion. And it is absolutely frustrating because him and my other cousin, I don't think they have any clue whatsoever that with the anti-immigration side of things, that Trump does some of the things that he wants to do in terms of getting rid of all these people polluting our bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
My two cousins are right fine with that, and as naturalized citizens, he could very easily strip all of their citizenship protections away
100%.
And send them back to Mexico and Paraguay.
Yep.
And it's just shaking my head that people cannot, for whatever reason, look at the whole picture anymore.
Hey.
And it's so much about who wins.
Yep.
Well, if it's in politics, if you got a winner, you're going to have a lot of losers.
Yeah.
And the losers lose a lot, not a little. It's pretty much a winner-take-all kind of thing when we have this kind of situation. And the days of compromise when everybody loses, but they don't lose a whole lot.
Yep. And thanks for the phone call from Randy in Brooklyn Park. Loved the phone call. He articulated his point extremely well and talked about his family.
Single-issue voter. I think we all have family members that are single-issue voter. That is a very good point that he made.
So we are in a place right now where basically, because we talk about this country and checks and balances and stuff like that, where we got folks that are just doing whatever the hell they want, and Congress is who appropriates funding and this and that. Oh, no, we're just going to do away with it. Like, what? What are we doing here? Literally, what is going on? Who signed up for this? Last word, Nick in Roseville. Nick.
Hi.
Hey, man.
How you doing, Henry and Chris?
I know you have some thoughts about this because, yeah, you talked about, you know, being blind and you know, having a disability.
Yeah, so basically, I belong to an organization called American Associations for People with Disabilities. And basically, the short version of this is I got an email from them, which I'm hoping to send to you, basically saying, contact your representative, blah, blah, blah. What I'm getting at with that is people just didn't pay attention when they voted. My aunt and uncle think that Trump is the best for our country because in their eyes, we should all just tough it out and our friends and family should help us. And as far as they're concerned, Medicare and Medicaid don't count. As far as they're concerned, they just feel like everyone should just pay for themselves, and it's always going to be a problem, and no matter what you do, it's a problem, and this, that, and the other. So I just think that, yeah, I just think that people are stupid for voting for Trump, but I'm sorry to say that, but at the same time, I'm not.
Well, thanks for the phone call from Nick and Roseville. My whole entire point, though, that I'm trying to make is I'm not trying to just shame, because there'll be plenty of time to shame people. But I'm just trying to figure out how right now we're in a place where so many people are having issues with this. They're having issues with this. Funding's getting frozen over here. They better not touch my Social Security. They better not. These were all things that we knew were on the table. All things we knew that were on the table. And respectfully, people, enough of them, just didn't care. We got some other things that we'll get to here over the course of the next 2.5 hours politically that we'll talk about. But coming up next, fitness expert, because she is, she's one of us. She was on the cover of People magazine a few years ago after she had this miraculous weight loss journey. Brianna Bernard, fitness expert. I want to talk to her because it's that time of year where we talk about getting in shape, summer bods, all of that. But one thing that I didn't really realize or know much about was the weight gain that we typically have during the winter months. We talk about that and combating it next year after weather on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I am still motivated since she was on the show initially a few years ago. Brianna Bernard, fitness expert, who was in People magazine, I think it was 2018 when she was on the the magazine. And the headline still, if you go do a Google search, mom goes from eating pints of ice cream to powerlifting and loses 107 pounds. And Brianna, she joins us here courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. It's been a couple of years since you've been on the show, but how are you doing?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for having me, Henry.
It's a pleasure to have you back on the show. And there was something that I wanted to talk to you about, and I'm so glad that I think you may have brought it up or I saw it somewhere else. I can't remember it exactly, but one of the things I've always kind of struggled with, right, especially the last couple of years as I'm getting older, is the amount of weight that I will put on during the winter months. And I am somebody that, and I know this just about me, is that I'm more active, right, in the summertime because we're out and about, going to ball games at Target Field. I go to NBA Summer League. I'm out in Vegas. I'm going to different places where it's like 115 degrees. So I'm more active. I get that. People are walking around the lakes and running and stuff like that. But the thing that I didn't really realize or understand or know is that typically, most people do tend to carry a little bit extra weight and have weight gain during the winter months. Talk a little bit about why that maybe is. Is it basically or primarily because our eating is a little bit different during the winter versus the summer, or is it more about just we're just less active in the winter months?
It's really a combination of both. So we definitely see less activity in the cold weather and the winter. We have shorter days and it just makes people naturally less active. Mm. Plus there's fewer outdoor activities in Minnesota, which means we're typically burning fewer calories. And from a holiday standpoint, you know, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, we're surrounded by high calorie meals and desserts, social gatherings that make it really easy to overeat. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, we really tend to crave warm, hearty, carb and fat heavy foods that can lead to consuming more calories than we need. So all of that being said, plus less sunlight during the day can really lead to lower serotonin levels, which increases our cravings for sugary and high-carb foods. So there's a lot going against us.
So there's definitely something to the comfort food meals and stuff like that are more filling and have more calories in there. So you say that that is a thing.
Absolutely. And it's all about balance. It's not that we can't be enjoying these comfort foods, but it's about pairing them with vegetables or eating more protein and fiber-rich foods so that we stay fuller. So there's a way to have the best of both worlds without feeling restricted and deprived.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting that you bring this up because I am one of those people, and I know I shouldn't do this, so please don't admonish me too harshly on the radio, but I am one of those individuals that, you know, I'll grind because I love working out. I love to go to Lifetime. I love to work out and get it in. And even when we had the gyms were shut down because of the pandemic, you know, you have apps, you have people that have sessions that they'll do and stuff like that. You can watch videos and all that good stuff. Whatever, you do an amazing job as well, and you give people pointers. But it's one of those things where I can work out maybe like 4 or 5 days a week, and if I step on that scale that one day where I don't see the type of weight loss or I don't like what I see on the scale, I will get in my own head and I'll get down on myself. So you're 100% right on that.
Yeah, and you know, it's really important to remember that the scale is measuring more than just fat. When we get on the scale and there are fluctuations, it's important to normalize that we some days are going to have water retention from eating heavier foods or saltier meals. And, you know, even just having a hard workout the day before can cause your muscles to retain water. In order to repair, they need that hydration. So just because the scale goes up doesn't necessarily mean that we've gained fat.
Yeah, we're talking to Brianna Bernard here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Definitely want you to check out her her website, BriannaBernardFitness.com. And I love the way it's structured, I love the picture, by the way, too. I love the red top you got on. I help career moms raising families lose 40-plus pounds. You give a 30-day money-back guarantee. Talk a little bit about where you're at with your online nutrition coaching.
Yeah, so it's really blown up since the pandemic in particular, because so many people want to work out from home and are looking for a coach, someone to hold them accountable, to give them a flexible eating protocol that's going to allow them to not only lose weight and work toward their goals, but have family dinners and go on a date night with their partner and be able to bake cookies with their kids. There has to be that balance there in order to make it sustainable. So I do online coaching for training and nutrition, and business has just been booming since the pandemic.
That's awesome. Let me ask you this, and this is specific to mothers out there that are raising young kids. One of the things that I enjoy about following you on Instagram and social media just in general, and I've seen other people do this, and I just love how we do this nowadays, young women or women with their kids, is they're actually working out and they're utilizing having their kids be a part of that workout. Do you think that kind of blew up and became a thing in the pandemic when a lot of people were stuck at home? And do you do that with your son?
Definitely. And I think what's even more important is we're teaching our kids through our actions that self-care is important. Our kids are like sponges, and they are watching always, and they are taking notes. And if we can set a good example for them and eat healthy foods and move our bodies, they are much more likely to do the same. And just like it's important for them to watch us make healthy choices, they also need to see us enjoy Christmas cookies on Christmas morning and have pizza night with them. It's really important that we're teaching them balance, that both things are important, and we don't need to be A students. I always tell people your nutrition and your fitness is an area of your life where it's actually better to be a B student than an A student because it allows you more balance and it's more sustainable. If you're an A student, you're going to miss out on family events because you're going to be working out at the gym. You're going to be having to eat portioned out measured meals all the time and not being able to enjoy your life is not where we want to be. We want to be able to have some balance there, and that's where that 80% really comes into play. It gives you 4 to 6 days of the month where you can go off course, you can skip a workout here or there, and go out to eat and enjoy a good meal, and you'll still be making progress towards your goals.
I think you're making a great point, but let me throw a butt in there. Isn't that easier said than done? And what I mean by that is, you know, because of social media and we have influencers on Instagram specifically and the way that people look and all this other stuff, isn't that really hard? Because I feel like in society, because of social media, and this is the downside of social media, is that we do get caught up into, okay, why am I more bloated today than I was 3 days ago? Why do I look a little bit flat? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that we have in society now put unreal or not realistic expectations on us on a day-to-day because of what everybody else is doing.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest problems I see when I start working with new clients is their expectations are completely skewed. And what they think is going to happen is not how it actually works. And they get discouraged and they quit. And it's one of those situations where it's like, what you were doing was working. You just gave up too quickly. Or one of the things I tell clients, Henry, is create a calendar for yourself. Call it your alignment calendar. And every single day, you're either going to give yourself a green check mark or a red X. If you stay in a calorie deficit for the day, hit your protein goal, get your steps in, you get a green check mark for the day. And at the end of the month, when you add up those green check marks, you should have 80% of your month be green check marks. And if it's not, your diet's not the problem, your workout's not the problem, it's your consistency. You're not being consistent enough to earn the right to lose weight. So it's really about collecting that data to understand where is the problem so we can diagnose and come up with a solution.
Yeah, Brianna Bernard, Fitness, she's joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so we've kind of tackled just kind of a mindset. We've tackled, you know, what we should probably be trying to do. But if you had to give the listening audience out there two to three tips here as we close out the winter months on suggestions on how to stay fit, what would those two or three be?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, prioritize your protein and fiber-rich foods. Eating enough protein and fiber is going to keep you full, it's going to help you build and maintain lean muscle, and it's going to help regulate your cravings. So that would be the first thing. Secondly, try to stay active indoors. If you can't go outside for a walk or a workout, try a quick at-home strength training workout or invest in a walking pad so that you can get your steps in at home. And I think the next biggest thing is being mindful and not restrictive. So allowing yourself to enjoy holiday treats, enjoy some of those favorite comfort foods, and then have some balance and, you know, create nutrient-dense meals as well, and eat vegetables. If you're going to have lasagna, if you're going to have hot dish casserole, have a side salad, have some roasted veggies with it so that you're getting that well-balanced diet.
All right, the last question that I have for you, and I don't mind you admonishing me or just slapping me on the hand for this, because I know this about myself, and I'm going to call myself out on this. I typically will eat healthy and eat clean the majority of the time. There's times where I just, you know, I'll have that craving and I'll dive into something that I probably shouldn't eat. But I do tend to do a pretty good job, and I do a great job of getting to the gym. I like to get to the gym at least 5 days a week. But this is the deal, and I know this about myself, and I'll let you have the last word on this. One of the issues that I have is getting the adequate amount of sleep. Okay, I know that it's an issue. I have to get better about it. How many hours a night do you get of good sleep, and how many hours would you advocate for those out there listening and your clients to get?
That is such a tough one. Sleep is so challenging. I struggle with sleep too, but here's the thing. I have a really good bedtime routine that sets me up for success. So it's so important to start winding down, go brush your teeth, wash your face, take out your contacts, like put your pajamas on, do your nighttime routine, turn off the screens, and start winding down by 8 o'clock every single night. And read a book, write in your journal, meditate.
How about 9 o'clock? I'm on the air till 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock for you, Henry. I'll make an exception for you.
All right.
But I tell clients, 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night is the sweet spot. If you can get 7 to 8 hours, you are crushing it. And the biggest thing is the hunger. If we don't get enough sleep, we are spiking our hunger hormone ghrelin, which makes you ridiculously hungry throughout the day, which makes it really hard to be in a calorie deficit if you're starving. And that is a problem that lack of sleep creates that we can control. So make sure you're prioritizing your sleep.
Yeah, Brianna, thank you so much for being on the show. I truly do appreciate it. You are definitely still a huge motivation. Your story is going to live on forever, but you just do a phenomenal job. And I hope that people go out there, visit your website, BriannaBernardFitness.com, and really see your story, because it is a motivating story.
Thank you so much, Henry. It's always a pleasure.
All right, take care. I'm motivated now. Now I got to make sure that I get my 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So, Chris, don't be texting me late with suggestions or talking about how your fantasy or whatever, you know. Oh, if this guy scores this, I don't care. I'm trying to get some sleep.
You don't care about my DFS? Well,
I
mean,
I don't care about your DFS.
But it's also Elimination Chamber this weekend. It's like the road to WrestleMania. I mean, is Cody going to become the corporate guy? He's going to – I mean, I need an outlet for this. I got so much pent-up energy late. I got to text you.
Final couple of minutes of the hour one close to the Lake Show. See, Chris, there's hope for us. We might put on a pound or two over the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're being generous.
Be honest. How much weight would you say that you put on this winter?
Too much. No, seriously, put on about 6 or 7 pounds.
I think over the course of this winter, I've actually done okay. I probably have put on like 2 pounds maybe.
Okay.
So it's not too much. And people will say, well, 2 pounds of stuff, that's water weight. Whatever, however you want to view
it.
But it's sometimes there's just days where I'm just kind of like, gosh, this ain't fun, man. I'm like, I'm bloated, I'm this, I'm that, whatever. And it's I don't say it's a struggle, but it's frustrating.
It's hard to get motivated at times.
See, I don't.
You don't think so?
Not for me. I don't. The gym is my happy place. So it's never about. But like in life, you got other things to do. Like, you know, we all have jobs. You know, I have meetings. I'm doing other things that I'm, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, lined up. So, you know, I think that for me at least, if I can get to the gym every day for at least 90 minutes, I feel great. And I will see, like, myself the way that I should see myself. When I have that consistency, I'm seeing the gains. When I say gains, I'm not talking about like gaining weight. I'm talking about seeing the body changes.
The positive changes. Yeah, and I think it all becomes a mental state of mind at that point, like a positive frame of mind. You know, I do my cardio at home, and I might get a half hour, I might get 45 minutes.
See, you're rich. You got a treadmill at home.
No. This is a stepper. We used to have an elliptical. But that went. And we had it for a long time. It was great. But the thing is, kind of like you're saying, you got so many other things. I couldn't get to the gym as much as I wanted to with my membership, so I canceled it. And I'm like, how can I do this at home when I've got a half hour? I've got things. I got a little bit of downtime. I want to take advantage of it. What I've been trying to do, it's like if I can't get myself to that point, what can I do in terms of my diet, eating right, eating cleaner, and eating at the right time? And
how often do you eat clean?
We've done a lot better with fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, we've cut carbs. We've tried to go protein and fruits and vegetables and as fresh as we can. And we've tried to remove a lot of the processed foods from our diet.
Gotcha.
But part of that as well, it's cost. And I know that's something that we're all, you know, for a family, we're just a family of three. But if I'm going to do it, my wife is going to do it, guess what? Our daughter is going to do it at 14. Like Brianna said, setting the example for your kids, it's a big, big thing.
Yeah. Real quickly, from the 952, the person that says if we cut Medicaid, there will be no reduction in care, just more discipline of people abusing the system. What's the evidence of that?
Trust me, bro.
I don't get that. I don't understand where they're coming from. But anyway,
I mean, there's always going to be fraud. And listen, there are ways that you can remove some of this fraud, remove some of the wasteful spending without cutting 200,000 jobs. There's a way that you can do that without cutting services. You know, how about some of these tax subsidies to these oil companies? Right. How about some of these subsidies that they give to some of these pharmaceutical companies? Right. That we get back pennies on the dollar for our medication. I mean, we're never going to see that as it's going to come down to. Those are just some of it. You can make changes and, you know, get the quote unquote waste without harming people. I think that's what we want. We just don't want any harm to come to people, no matter who you voted for.
Absolutely. Coming up next, let's talk about Anthony Edwards. I know that the Wolves are in the spotlight because of that comeback victory last night against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But there's something about Anthony Edwards that needs to be discussed and talked about because he's not showing his hand. And I'll get to it next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.